Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And now in studio with us, as we take a break from Open Live, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, everybody. Doing great.
It's a great morning out there. Sun is coming out. The rain is going away. So it's basically starting to look like the old saying, Chamber of Commerce weather out there.
Oh, so. No.
And I just got a look from Brandon, like, really?
Good one.
Yes.
So, well, anyway, the CNN was this morning, Candy.
Yes,
so how did that go?
Well, we were pretty darn close. We were about a block over at the First United Methodist Church. And let me just start off by saying I am in love with all the churches here in Coffeyville. If you ever want to go to a community and see how strong they are, check out the number of churches, because those churches all do ministries that go back into the community. I mean, it's just amazing how much they do for our community, more than the chamber does, more than the city. It's the churches. They are the life of the town. So, and First United Methodist is one of those. They have so many great ministries that Pastor Nicole shared with us today. One of them is they have a weekly food pantry, which I did not know, so that was pretty awesome. They have a play group every second and fourth Wednesday for all the kiddos. They have a United Methodist Women group that's very active in the community doing projects. Right now, they're doing a fundraiser, good old-fashioned chicken and noodles.
Mm.
And it was funny. Someone said, the Kansas way. And I'm like, what's the Kansas way? Well, you know, over mashed potatoes. I'm like, well, yeah, there's no other way to have chicken noodles. So
I've never had that. So
what?
Oh my
I had
gosh.
That was a school lunch for me back in the day.
I'm from Oklahoma, remember.
Oh yeah,
you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, you should go and get some from them then, because they're doing orders right now. The pickup's March 15th, but it's yummy. They also have a very active scout group, so both the pack and the troop. Top notch. I think one of our scout groups is one of the best. So if you have any little kiddos that you're thinking about maybe joining the Scouts, and you can give the United Methodist a call, and they can help you out with that. So, and of course, today is Ash Wednesday, so all the churches are doing some big things for that. So, okay, some other announcements. So, Kiwanis is having a pancake feed. So, if you don't want chicken noodles, you can have some pancakes. And that'll be on February 29th from 7 to 11 at the First Baptist Church. At the First Presbyterian Church, they are having their last Be Our Guest soup lunch. It's a free lunch for the community, and today's the last one. So you can tell our community likes to eat, because I'm thinking at least seven of my announcements are all about food. So
there we go.
Including the next one.
People are passionate about food.
They are around here. So Asbury Village, the third Friday of the month, they have what they started was a senior meal. It was only for $2 or $3 for takeout. That's a really big, you know, yummy meal. And they start opening up to the community as well. So if you're wanting to pick up a good dinner and you don't want to have to cook, so stop by Asbury. And again, it's open to anybody on the third Friday. Only $2. That's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, something that's not food related. So after you eat all that food, you need to go out and do a fun run. So Friday is the Frosty Glow for the Coffeyville Rec. So that'll be nice. And it's a fun run or walk. So for those of you that don't want to run.
And it's going to be decent weather, too. 57 high
on
Friday.
I think so, yeah.
So it's not going to be very frosty.
Yeah.
But there'll be the glow, though.
A little bit. Yeah, a little frosty, but not bad. Yeah. And then, of course, they're taking tickets now for the Daddy-Daughter Ball. The biggest one in the whole region. 700 and something people last year, I think, is how many they had. So.
And where do they hold that at?
It's at the Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They decorate it all up, and it's gorgeous. So.
Nice.
Jamie from the Rec was announcing that, but also she gave a shout out to the seventh graders. Both the football and the basketball teams are undefeated.
Nice.
So that was really, really awesome that our seventh graders, we'll have to see what happens when they get to their freshman year.
Yeah.
That'd be a group to watch for sure.
Yep.
So our very own Keisha that was with the chamber, she has taken a new job. She is with KFAN. It's an outreach ministry for children. So she'll be out in the community soon, be talking to all of you about that outreach. But also, she has a Mary Kay business and running specials right now. So you know anybody that needs some Mary Kay, that you give Keisha a call, and you can find her number on our website. Levi was here today doing the last announcement for the big Farm and Home show. I'm so excited. Yay.
Yeah, we're excited coming for up, it as well.
So I heard 150 vendors.
Yeah.
It's big time coming up on
not this weekend, but the next weekend, March 6th and 7th.
Exactly.
So we're definitely excited about it. We'll be there those 2 days.
Yeah.
So as
no,
will our sister station, K-Rig, will be up here as well.
Yes. So everybody, it's going to be good. And I love it, too, because it also brings in a lot of people from out of town. Mm-hmm. We do have lots of visitors come. It's just really cool day. So take your family out and go enjoy that next weekend. Coming up March 7th, the Theta Theta sorority group is doing a biscuits and gravy fundraiser. They are raising money for new runners up at the Brown Mansion. So that'll be at the First Baptist Church in the morning on March 7th. Bob York, our commissioner, just a reminder to the public, this is the turnaround time. We talked about it last week, but they are here. Some are still coming, so it'll be pretty crazy over the next couple of months. But we want to make sure that we are making Coffeyville proud, make sure that you are welcoming and friendly to all those visitors, and maybe a few of them will say, hey, it's kind of a cool place. I want to come back here and live. So that's going on. Sonic, Rob and Robert were both here today, and hands down, we have the best Sonic around, all over. Customer service, I've never been to a Sonic that has the best customer service.
Right.
They're fast. Food is always good. But anyway, today they were promoting a couple things. One is tomorrow's one of their national contest days. They're doing 5 cheese conies for $5. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yum.
I'm all about that.
So that'll be tomorrow. And like I said, they're very competitive. They always try to see if they can beat the national contest on how many they sell. So.
And the great thing always, because it is on my phone, they do have the app.
Oh,
so,
yes.
I love the app.
That was my other thing. We were doing a contest today at the CNN about the app. So love that. You always get half price specials all the time. And it's just nice because you can order it and then pull right up and there it is. You don't have to wait.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, he wanted to let everybody know, starting March 2nd, they are opening up at 5 a.m. They're going to try to help out with the turnaround because that's the time shift change kind of happens, around that time.
That makes me happy because we get here at 5:30 and they usually open, what, at 6?
I think it's usually been like 6 or 7.
Yeah, so we're all already here. So
there you go.
So
you can get some Sonic breakfast.
And that starts, what do you say, March 2nd?
March 7th. Second.
So next Monday.
Yeah.
So there we go.
So,
roll in and get some breakfast now.
And there's actually several restaurants that are extending their hours right now. So I love that. And my hope is that even after the turnaround, the locals continue to support those restaurants, mm-hmm. and they can stay open more hours. I'd love to be able to see some more places open on Saturdays and some nights. And so that's awesome. Coming up, save the date, Joni Hanby from the Salvation Army, the salad lunch, which they have a soup lunch and they have a salad lunch, and it's amazing, is going to be on April 14th. So it's a little ways off, but we want to make sure to save the date on that. And then now for your Chamber Minute, a few announcements that I wanted to share. So number one, and you guys probably already shared this probably on the news already, but the coronavirus is not in Coffeyville.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not.
We'd heard about that,
yes.
But we haven't put anything out about it because we didn't want to cause a scare or anything like that.
Well,
but
people, social media, they share it.
We can blame Johns Hopkins University for
this,
is what we found out.
And it was just confusion. I mean, they didn't mean to cause the scare. But
right.
It really was that they pinpointed our region is the center of the United States. I mean, we are the heart mm-hmm. of the United States. And they just were trying to show a visual of, okay, here's the heart of the United States. And then the cases that they do have verified around the United States, kind of giving everybody a visual description of kind of how close it is or how far it is. So anyway, no cases here.
They dropped it right in Deering and everybody freaked out.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Nothing to worry.
The representation was the people who were quarantined on that cruise ship.
Yes.
So basically what they had said was this dot was a representation of the people on that cruise ship. Their whereabouts are unknown, but mm-hmm. they just, again, pinpointed the center of the United States.
Right.
So it just happened to be like right on top of Deering.
I contacted somebody from Deering and they were just like, no. There's nothing going on here like that. So
nothing to worry about. However, I do want to just tell the public that, you know, it may at some point reach our area. And we don't, you know, we don't know. It's spreading in a lot of countries. And they have come out with a statement saying that at some point, you know, United States is going to see some of it. Mm-hmm. Our best thing is to not panic. Number one, people just go overboard on stuff. And just have good hygiene right
Wash
now.
Your hands. Washing your hands.
Wash your hands. Somebody suggested donating a bunch more of the wipes and sanitizers for the schools.
Yeah.
So that the kids can make sure that they're practicing, you know, good hygiene and keeping everything clean. And as long as you're just taking care of yourself, you know, we're going to be fine. So
yeah, wash your hands. Yes. That's always the big thing. Yes. Wash your hands.
A couple other things. If you ever get a call or an email or a text or something from the chamber trying to solicit money from you, it's false.
Okay.
That happens sometimes. They try to utilize the chamber's scammers as a way to kind of thinking, oh, well, if they think it's from the chamber, it must be real. I don't go out soliciting money from people.
Right.
So, however, having said that, I am going to be contacting some businesses over the next few weeks on behalf of the state of Kansas. The Treasury Department is trying to give money back to businesses.
There we go.
You know, you've seen
that's a lot different than trying to take it.
Exactly. So. And so, but usually they say they have a hard time giving it back because people think it's, you know, not real. Like, oh, right. You know, I don't have money. Yeah, you really do. So if I contact you saying you've got some money from the state of Kansas, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only me. Only if Candy calls you.
Okay. Candy, so that, if it's Candy Westbrook, she's got money for you.
Yeah,
so.
Got some money for you.
Here we go.
So that's always good. And then the last thing, we are just trying to get connected to maybe some retirees, individuals, young professionals, you name it, but just people that want to stay connected to the community. We're trying to increase our associate membership, which is just an individual, so you can't be a part of a business. It's just you, your individual person, joins the chamber, and then we're able to keep you connected to events and happenings, volunteer opportunities, just different projects that are going on, because we obviously can't do it alone. We, you know, it takes the whole village here. And so I know people are like, well, I don't know what to do and I want to get involved and I don't know how. And so here's a great way I can get you connected. And so give me a call at the chamber and I will show you how. And yeah,
there we go. So
there we go.
Sounds good. So again, you know, lots of great information there. And if anybody does have any questions, how can they contact you?
So you can call me at 251-2550. Follow us on the Facebook. We're always posting announcements on there. And then we always have everything on our website as well. Or you can email me. My email is on the website. So.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.